The woman who chairs the soon-to-be-axed Clean Energy Finance Corporation is going out fighting. Gillian Broadbent says the corporation's model is more fiscally responsible than the government's proposed emissions abatement scheme. The government is abolishing the corporation, which encourages investment in green technology, as it moves to establish its own emissions reduction plan. Gillian Broadbent, a former Reserve Bank board member and respected businesswoman, appeared before a Senate committee into the carbon tax repeal today, and in her first interview since the government moved to abolish the corporation, she likened the government's proposal to handouts. She spoke to Lexi Metherill.
Gillian Broadbent, the committee heard today from a Treasury official that the government thinks that the Clean Energy Finance Corporation crowds out private investment and takes risks with public money. What's your response to that?
Well, I certainly don't think there's been any crowding out in any of our investments that we have made. In fact, there's been a crowding in where we've had three international institutions who've participated in the market for the first time, encouraged by the fact that there was a government-owned entity there at the table and being a co-financier.
Is the Clean Energy Finance Corporation a cost to the budget?
It's currently a cost to the budget because it's only invested $500 million and the earnings on that are only just covering our operating costs. But should we be able to continue to invest, and we are continuing to invest at least until the Act is repealed, then we'll certainly be covering our operating costs within 12 months.
So far, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation has invested $536 million. How much emissions abatement has that achieved?
That's achieved around 4 million tonnes of emissions abatement.
Can you put that into some sort of context? How much is that actually?
It's over 50% of the per annum rate of emissions reduction that the government has to achieve to reach its emissions targets.
Why can't the market do what the Clean Energy Finance Corporation does? Why should the taxpayer be borrowing $10 billion to fund the corporation to encourage investment in clean energy? Why can't the market do that?
Well, I think the financial sector's experience with clean energy isn't sufficiently practiced for them to have a great appetite to participate. So we tend to be the catalyst to bring them to the table, and either by persuasion or arm twisting, get them to progress these activities.
The government is proposing to, under its direct action plan, use a reverse auction process in which companies and landholders will bid for funding for emissions reduction projects. Can you contrast what the Clean Energy Finance Corporation does in terms of giving companies debt, in terms of handing out grants?
Well, we're investing and trying to develop the market's appetite for participating in this field. Grants have a very different role. And when you're investing, you're going to get the funds repaid and you're earning a return on your money. Making a grant is just a straight expense. Now, there's a role for grants in emerging industries, but I really think that the investment model of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation is a more fiscally responsible path to encourage the industry to be self-sufficient and wean itself off this government handout.
Is that the way you see a reverse auction process?
Well, it is a form of grant, and it is going to be looking at the lowest cost for making those grants. We're actually not a cost at all, but an earning. So every emission that we're achieving has a return to the government of $2.40 if it's consistent with our current portfolio, whereas they're not going to get submissions where we will pay you $2.40 if you let us pursue this investment. So it's very hard to compare a positive return with a cost.
Gillian Broadbent, who chairs the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, she was speaking to Lexi Metherill.